Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
Welcome to Jabberwocky Audio Theater.
The following audio theater is rated ADG for general audiences.
In the distant reaches of space, a lone ship plunges into the unknown. Her crew?
Reg McCorum, ship's captain.
Granye Kachowa, pilot.
Shen Enling, ship's doctor.
Gormar, engineer.
Aiden Vosky, mechanic.
Rescuing the royal princess Nalini Alzamin from deadly peril, the Tiger races back to the safety of the core systems. Jabberwocky Audio Theater presents Rogue Tiger. Tonight's episode, The End Run, Part 1.
Jump completed, Captain.
Thank you, Granya. It looks like we'll make the Haragador system in good time.
We'd get there faster if we didn't have to dawdle.
And lose our ghosts? Perish the thought. We do still have a ghost, don't we?
Checking. Yes, it's a freighter. Same one we saw 3 days ago. Same Shinwei registry.
Looks like they have at least 5 different ships they're using to shadow us. It's a good pattern.
A good pattern if you don't check.
Of course we don't check, Granya. We're poor, clueless mercenaries.
I don't know if I've seen you like this before.
Like what?
Excited about the future.
Perhaps I actually see a future now.
One that doesn't involve us getting crushed by the combined Xenocrity and Shinwei Moor fleets?
That doesn't matter. Maybe they'll win, maybe they won't. For the first time in I don't know how long, I'm not running.
As far as they're concerned, we are running.
Ah, but for the first time, we get to set the pace.
For the first time, we have a chance to win.
We might simply not lose.
I see. Well, if it's all the same to you, Captain, I'd like to win this time.
Oh, I aim to, Granya, but come what may, come what may.
So what are you going to do when we get you to Acheron?
When? No ifs in your mind, Aiden?
On this ship? There's always what ifs. Better to think about what we'll do when we get there.
I don't know. They'll want to debrief me. I'll need to learn about all the changes at court. My father will want me to...
But what do you want, Nalini?
To be alone. Walking in the gardens of our home in the capital after a nice long bath.
That does sound nice.
Oh, you should see them, Aiden. All of our grounds in the capital are wonderful. It's one of the few places my keepers know I'm safe, so the gardeners let me be alone. That's what I want. To be all alone.
All alone?
Yes. I mean, look, I've gone from court intrigue to secret diplomatic mission to running for my life. Months and months of... Don't you ever want a break from all this?
Well, maybe not all of it. Back on Hopsalu, to relax, I used to go fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah, I know. How much fishing am I going to do in the void of space, right? But I brought my fishing gear over there just in case we're on the right kind of planet sometime.
That flimsy stick is supposed to spear a fish.
No, it's... it's a fishing pole. Haven't you ever seen a fishing pole before?
Why should I?
Well, I don't know. It's just... Listen, I can teach you. I'm sure there's good rivers or lakes on Acheron. I mean, come on, it's the Imperial Throne World, right?
Why would a princess need to fish?
Well, it's not a need. It's relaxing. And you get to be all alone. Possibly with one other person?
Stop.
What?
This won't work.
The fishing?
No. Yes. None of it, don't you see?
See, Nalini, I just want to...
No! Just stop trying. Just... Whoa, there. I'm sorry.
Well, that's new.
What did I say?
I can only imagine.
But I didn't say anything we were just talking about when we got to Acheron and she...
Ah, I see.
What? Endling, what do you see?
She has to say goodbye sometime and she's probably having a hard time doing it.
But she doesn't have to say goodbye.
Aiden, the instant we land on Acheron, if we land on Acheron, everything will be different.
I know that.
But you haven't lived it. You've never even been to the core. Take it from someone who grew up here. Class and caste matter.
It shouldn't be that way.
And yet, the Imperium persists, even in the face of such injustice. Come on, let's see how Tinker and Tormar are doing messing up my skimmer.
Engineer Tormar, the seal check is complete. Would you cross-check?
I concur. No visible flaws. 651, let us pressurize the cabin.
Pressurizing.
What are you people doing to that poor skimmer?
We are endeavoring to make it space-worthy, Doctor.
I kind of hoped you were joking.
Would I joke with you?
Ignoring that possible trick question, I can't imagine the hover jets will work well in space.
The skimmer's maneuverability will be severely hampered without an atmosphere, but structurally it can now withstand the vacuum of space.
You can see where we have reinforced the hull plating.
Is the hatch working out? I tried to make sure it fits snugly with the new canopy.
It functions adequately. Thank you, Mechanic Vosky.
Wait, you had a hand in this thing?
Hey, I'm going to be one of the people flying in it, right? Besides, I didn't want these guys to think I was shirking my duties.
You mean because of your time being a personal guide?
Yeah, well, that's not going to be a problem now, right?
There is a problem?
No, the cabin pressure is satisfactory.
No problem, Tinker. Aiden, we can talk later.
All seals are holding. If sufficient time is available, we should test it in vacuum.
All right, everyone. We're ready to begin the final leg of our pleasure cruise. If all of you will join me in the galley, we can review the plan before we go our separate ways.
That is inconvenient.
Ah, come on, Tormar. Nothing like testing things during real-life conditions.
So, you can see here the ships have caught up to us. They have plenty of ships to shadow us, but there is a pattern. Best of all, between Grania's piloting and Tormar's tricks, they're convinced our FTL drive and engines are getting worse.
It would be imprudent to underestimate House Shinwe Moore. Even though their chosen mercenaries from the Xenocrity cartel have failed, they will have contingency plans.
You mean the double agents you suspect are working for your own house?
Her Highness and I have discussed what intelligence we have. We have reason to believe that Shinwe Moore has been infiltrating House Clark Timorin for the past year. Our ship being disabled and the attempted abduction may be the result of a long-planned conspiracy.
Well, Grania did report an increase in the number of Shinwe freighters shortly after you contacted your agent on Flat Rock.
Meaning there was a leak somewhere down the line.
There must be many leaks, Mechanic Vosky. We have received next to no communication from our house. We do not know who to trust.
Still, I'd be more comfortable if more people on your side knew about our plan. We could use the help.
They know we will arrive on Acheron in 2 to 3 days. They know we are on the Tiger and our general course. Unfortunately, our enemies may know that too, which means they know we must go through Hragador. A Shinwe force may await us there.
Captain Sylvia Malabar isn't one to admit failure. She'll be after us with as many Xenocrity ships as she can muster.
Even if we assume they don't know we're letting them follow us, how can we be sure they've fallen for our engine trouble?
Even trained engineers would find my engine flares convincing.
Hey, I'm not questioning your expertise, Tormar. Just their level of paranoia.
I predict a 74% chance the ruse will be successful, Doctor.
I notice you haven't mentioned the odds for our little counterattack.
There are too many variables.
That's why I'd like more support from, say, a Clark Timorin battlecruiser to even things up. We have given you our support. Pledged it, in fact.
Our house has never had a space fleet, as Shinwe Moore does. That is why we agreed to the plan proposed by you and this Mr. Ratha. Your ships should be sufficient, provided the weapon systems work, and the number of enemy ships is not too great.
As you said, too many variables.
As you said, you have pledged your support to our house. For Her Highness's benefit, would you repeat the details regarding the Kutharian vessel? Our house has had little contact with them.
For king and country, eh? All right, while we're lost among the wrecks of the past few millennia in the Ragador system, we have arranged a rendezvous with a Kutharian vessel out of Uthar Kredik, carrying a diplomatic legation to Acheron.
Do we know anyone on this vessel?
I know her captain.
To maintain our ruse, as you put it, we have about an hour to get Her Highness, you, Tinker, Aiden, Endling, and Tormar aboard.
I wish no offense to Engineer Tormar, but I do not understand why the Kutharians, especially a diplomatic vessel, would agree to aid a freelance freighter.
No offense taken. My party is small. There is not a soul on Uthar Kretik who would not help Captain Makorum.
I wouldn't go that far, but I would say the Kutharians wouldn't mind hurting the Xenocrity cartel.
You are keeping a secret?
I keep many secrets, including, as agreed, you and Her Highness's presence on the ship. Their captain trusts that whatever, whomever they are transporting will hurt Xenocrity. They will not know or ask about Clark Timorin.
Based on your previous actions, I am satisfied. But you understand our concerns.
Absolutely. Your Highness, you haven't said anything for a while. Are you all right?
What? No, I am fine. I was just thinking of what we do when we land on Acheron.
Do you have any further questions, Your Highness?
Will this work?
You mean, will we succeed?
Will we survive is the real question.
Have a little faith, Doctor. They're going to need you on the ground.
You better be groundside too after this escapade. If you're not there to buy the first round of Galleon...
I promise.
Captain, I have an encrypted channel open with Vic. Should I put him through?
Absolutely.
Captain Makorum, I must say you do move quick. So you'll be wanting us to put the plan in action then?
Yes. In fact, in regards to our order, I was wondering if instead of 12, we might have 24 and in half the time.
I just don't know if you're bold or insane, Captain. Getting you such numbers so quickly, and in good enough condition, well, that won't be cheap.
You know my buyers. They've given me their word. I'm giving you mine.
All right. We'll proceed with the amended plan. But remember, Rich, I said I wanted to do business with you, and you're no good to me, Dad.
You've been listening to Jabberwocky Audio Theater. Tonight's production, Rogue Tiger, Episode 26, The End Run, Part 1 of 5. Produced by Jabberwocky Audio Theater in association with Arlington Independent Media, WERALP 96.7 FM, Arlington, Virginia. Featured in the cast were Aaron Goldstein as Grania Kachoa, Brooks Tegler as Captain Reg Makorum, Nick DePinto as Aiden Vosky, Sophia Medley as Princess Nalini, Yasmin Twizon as Dr. Shen Endling, William R. Coughlin as Tinker, Phil Amico as Tormar, and Francis Abbey as Vic Ratha. Recorded at Big Ben Studios by Matt Bostaff. Music composed by John Maestri and arranged by Jason Chimola. Supplemental recording at Tohu Bohu Productions in Burke, Virginia. Dialogue editing by Maurice Malda. Sound effects editing, mastering, and final mixing by William R. Coughlin. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Bjorn Munson. This recording is the property of Team Jabberwocky, LLC, and may not be rebroadcast, retransmitted, or redistributed without express permission from Team J. The underlying content, including the script, story, and characters, remain the exclusive property of their owners and are used with permission. For all the latest episodes and information on Jabberwocky Audio Theater, visit jabberaudio.com. If you're enjoying Rogue Tiger and the other yarns we spin at Jabberwocky Audio Theater, be sure to subscribe and share, and please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/teamjabberwocky for exclusive content and to help us continue to bring you further tales of high adventure and mysterious suspense. Until next time, this is William R. Coughlin saying thanks for listening, and tune in next week for more Rogue Tiger.
Hast thou slain the Jabberwock?
This is Jack Ward from the Mutual Audio Network, and from all of us here, the entire United Artists of Audio, I want to thank everyone who has supported us. Listeners and producers, writers and actors, musicians and graphic artists who make audio drama and audio fiction. You inspire us all. And thanks for making a home here on Mutual, where we listen and imagine together.